Magandang umaga sa iyo, Erlyn.
Hello po, magandang umaga.
Pagdating naman sa Gavi, ito yung Gavi Vaccine Alliance, hindi ba, where you were a consultant.
The final 3 months of my stay in Europe was in Gavi Vaccine Alliance. We were looking for ways to be able to deliver vaccines in low and middle income countries more effectively and efficiently. We were finding out different parameters that we can use kasi malaki po yung funding or investments that at the international level is making for delivery of vaccines. But the problem is not just on the development of those vaccines, but also how you deliver it in unreachable areas. So how to make sure that every child gets vaccinated. So that's what we were working on for the past year.
Alam natin na yung mga scientists, gumagawa sila ng mga vaccines para sa mga different diseases. Para sa mga countries, dun sa mga naging part ng research mo, kahalaga o gaano na yung kalayo ng pagpapatupad nila pagdating sa pagkakaroon ng vaccines?
So Gavi po provides vaccines to, we call them Gavi eligible countries. So most of these are resource limited countries. So not so much at the middle income level or developed world. So it doesn't support the developed countries. So
ano
for example,
country
mostly in Africa or in, most of the countries are in Africa or in Asia. There's one in Nicaragua, if I'm not mistaken. So most of these countries are also very much disadvantaged. So not everyone gets vaccines properly. So what Gavi commits is to provide like a co-financing system wherein Gavi also gives funding for them to be able to get those vaccines. And then the government also commits to a certain amount of money to help out on that one. So what I do there is to set the metrics and the indicators, the methods of how they can monitor and evaluate. Because there are different portfolios of the investments. One is on the vaccine development itself, which is mostly made by big pharma companies. And then the other one is on health system strengthening grants. We call them HSS grants because these are, for example, cold chain equipment on how you bring those vaccines from the manufacturer to the end user. So in that sense, we're like investing on, for example, refrigerated trucks to make sure the cold chain supply of that vaccine will ensure that it will reach that area. So most of the work po, even though it was based in Geneva, it's all in developing country as well.
Kumbaga, yung trabaho mo, tinitignan kung paano madadala from the pharmaceutical, sabi mo.
Yeah, it's all on methods that work po, on what indicators do you use so that we'd know the return of investments of these countries for the certain amount of funding. And then how are we going to know that we're not investing so much in one area and then forgetting the other areas.
Sufficient ba yung napapadala ng mga vaccine dun sa mga etong under ng Gavi?
I think we're setting targets. So each and every country would have baseline. For example, po, ilan yung mga estimation at the national level, ilan yung mga bata na kailangan ng vaccine na to. And then with that, it's more of demand and supply. So whatever country set as their targets for the coverage, and then that's what they get as well.
Ano ba yung mga vaccine na pinoprovide ng Gavi?
These are basic child vaccines po. So we have, for example, MENA. We have yung, naalala niyo po yung sa atin, yung expanded program on immunization. Mm-hmm. And then there are a couple of other vaccines po, rotavirus and stuff.
So yung kumbaga dito sa Australia, ito yung mga basic na required ng government na kailangan ng mga bata meron
For ito. Children, yes.
And after ng work mo sa World Health Organization at sa Gavi, ikaw ay nagpunta rin sa Taiwan.
Ah, yes po.
Is it just to receive the award?
Yes po, bali. It's a week-long science program, training program as well. So plus an award. So they've selected like 5 women scientists working on sustainable development as well to be awarded. It's called the Gro Brundtland Award because Gro Brundtland used to be she's a medical doctor, and then she's also the first woman prime minister of Norway. So she's very inspiring. Plus she's also been a director general of WHO. And then they wanted to stimulate further research and scientific work on public health and medicine. So they've selected 5 young people to take part and be recognized with their work and also get further training and connections with, and also see Taipei, because they're doing a lot of, within Taiwan, they're also very good in research and scientific development. So yun po yung naging week-long program namin.
Yung mga napili ay from what countries, bukod sa iyo, Ernie?
Most of us po are coming from low and middle income countries. So I'm the one from the Philippines. There's 2 from Bangladesh, one from Pakistan, and also one from Taiwan itself.
For the several months na kasama ka ng isang napakalaking organization, and now you're back in Brisbane at the University of Queensland, but you won't stay long. What's next for you?
Yes, I'm leaving by June or July this year. So I'm attending a short training program at Harvard, and then I'll assume a postdoc position at Yale. But the work would be somehow, the focus is more on infectious diseases.
So pagbalik mo, medyo magaling ka na sa epidemic, ganun ba?
Hopefully po, hopefully. So what we will be doing there is to model neglected tropical diseases and other infectious diseases. Yun po yung focus ng center that I will be joining at Yale University. So most of them are mathematical modelers and disease modelers, and then they will be doing a couple of, got a project funded by Bill and Melinda and also by Yale itself and also by a consortium called Neglected Tropical Disease Consortium, because neglected tropical disease is also a very huge problem, pressing issue also in the Philippines. So we were thinking of putting the expertise on that one and also work harder on that area, because infectious diseases are, there's a lot of emerging issues on it, like, you know, from Ebola and Zika. So it's going to be an exciting field to work on, I hope.
And we hope to speak to you again pag medyo bihasa ka na sa epidemic na ito.
Yeah, I hope. I hope maging, pero it would take, I think, a lot more effort and training. So hopefully.
Maraming salamat sa iyo, Erlene.
Yeah, thank you so much, Timpo.
SBS Filipino, sa radio, online, at mobile.